There are a lot of ways people in different countries welcome in the new year, with customs and a few superstitions that help guarantee good things for the year ahead. In just a bit, we'll hear how the Scots, Belgians, Portuguese, Welsh, and Croats observe the holiday. Let's start out in Spain with tour guide Federico Garcia Barroso. Federico, as midnight approaches in Madrid, what are we going to see on the streets?
A big party for everybody. Let's go all together to Puerta del Sol, which is Spain Times Square, and we'll have a big celebration. Local people, we have a very, very nice tradition, which is to eat 12 grapes at the same time that we are listening to those 12 chimes. Try to synchronize that, which is a little bit difficult sometimes, all right? Well, you finally succeed. You supposedly will have a very happy new year, health, money, and love, of course.
Money and love. So yeah. You're popping those grapes into your mouth 12 times in sync with the ringing of the clock on the main square in Spain with thousands of people watching. All of the country tuned in on television?
All the country, the whole country watching the television and just enjoying that moment, that specific moment of the 12 chimes, the 12 grapes. And it's coming actually also from another, I would say, another historical reason. At the very end of the 1800s, there was an extra production of grapes all over Spain. And those wine producers, they had to do something with those grapes. And they created that new tradition to eat grapes, you know, in New Year's Eve.
And it stuck. And that's one way to get good luck, I guess, for the new year. Are there any other ways to get good luck for the new year?
Well, red underwear.
Red underwear?
Yes, of course.
You have some red underwear?
Absolutely.
Do they work?
That's in case. Yes, it works, yeah.
And what's the craziest thing you've ever been involved in at midnight on New Year's Eve?
I'm a good boy, you know. I'm really a good boy, you know. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Just noise making and maybe kissing your partner, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Just like all over the world. Federico Garcia Barroso, wish America a happy new year in Spanish, would you please?
Queridos amigos americanos y americanas, feliz año nuevo a todos.
Feliz año nuevo. For everybody, a todos.
Exactly.
Gracias.
Nada.
Where are the grapes? Let's pop 12 of those grapes quick. And I'm glad I'm wearing my red underwear. Well, all over the world, people are revving it up in anticipation of the new year. They do that in Croatia, too. I'm joined by Marjan Krisković from Croatia. Marjan, New Year's Eve's coming up. What's going to happen in Zagreb, the capital of Croatia?
Well, people are getting ready. They're just relaxing after the heavy meals the Christmas holidays brought with them. And they're going to replace the more spiritual experience of Christmas and get ready for the big New Year's party with the fireworks.
People gathering together. Is there a main square in
Zagreb? Of course. Trg Bana Jelačića, the square of Viceroy Jelačić, and that's where the main party goes on.
And then what happens?
People bring out champagne, there are big fireworks over the square in the city, music, there is food, and of course at midnight everything goes crazy.
Does everybody just collapse the next day, or are there family festivities on New Year's Day, or in America we all watch football or watch a parade on TV? What happens?
On New Year's Day, one of the memories that I always have connected with it is waking up the following morning, obviously a bit later, and you're waking up by the tunes of the concert from Vienna. That's just something that I really always connect with it, and most people just tune into the first program of Croatian television that has a live transmission from Vienna, a close connection to the Central European culture. And
so you celebrate European culture on channel number one, Croatian
right.
National
yes.
TV, listening to the Vienna Philharmonic.
Yes. Yes, and it's the perfect thing to do to relax, to bring you back from the dead, the living, to life after a long, long night of partying.
There is a sort of a funny reason you have gifts that are given on New Year's Day, actually, in Croatia. How do you manage to get gifts on New Year's Day when most people just get them on Christmas?
Well, in the past, in the times of communist Yugoslavia, they tried to put the two holidays blend together in people's heads. So they would replace Christmas with New Year's.
Oh, because the communists didn't want Christian holiday.
Exactly.
Okay, so you got to keep the holiday.
That's right.
They want to put it in something more atheistic.
Exactly.
New Year's Day, is there some sort of a gift giver? What happened to Santa Claus?
Yeah, Santa Claus gets replaced as well. He's called Djed Mraz, which translates to Father Frost.
Father Frost, yes. Comes on New Year's Day or New Year's Night?
He comes on New Year's Night.
Are you starting the year with resolutions to be sure that you are healthier or more thoughtful?
Of course, and they work usually just as little as they do anywhere else.
Marian Kriskovic, I imagine when you get together with your friends, you raise a toast for the new year in your beautiful language, Croatian. Can you share that with our listeners across the United States? New Year's is approaching. Give us a toast and a New Year's greeting from your country, Croatia.
Of course. Sretna nova godina, puno sreće i zdravlja u novoj godini.
And in English, what would that be?
Happy New Year, all the luck and good health in the upcoming year.
With his roots firmly planted in his native Wales, Martin Delandowitz joins us for a peek at the uniquely Welsh way to celebrate the holidays. Let's talk New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve coming up. Do the Welsh just have the same traditions as the English, or how would you celebrate New Year's Eve in Wales?
New Year's Eve in Wales nowadays is much done the same as it is elsewhere. We tend to have the fireworks.
Now, what's the drink of choice? Are people drinking wine or hard liquor or beer or what?
Beer is the most popular drink. Beer was wassailing, which in Wales, the blessing of orchards for fruit coming. And that was done in beer. The other one that customarily got at New Year's in Wales was Calenig or Clenig, depending if you came Clenig in North Wales, in Flintshire, and Calenig down in the South Wales, where groups of children would come to your house and you were supposed to give them money. They'd give.
What would they do in return? Would they sing? Would
they would. Poems, there would be some singing, one of the old...
Young people come door to door reading,
that's right.
Reciting poetry,
yes,
so
yes.
Welsh. And then you give them a present?
Yes. One of them is Mi goddais heddiw mas om ti, and this is from South Wales. I'm cwrd am pastwm gyda mi, a dyma neges ar eich traws, sef llanwn cwrd a bar eich haws. And what this is I got up early this morning, I got my stick and I got my bag and I came out, and here's my message to you, fill my bag with bread and cheese.
Fill my bag with bread and cheese. Would bread and cheese satisfy the kids these days?
Well, I don't think so.
Now, in the United States, we dedicate the first day of the year to overcoming the partying from the last night and watching a great football game. What's the activity on the first day of the year in Wales?
You get New Year's rugby, because rugby is the game, particularly in South Wales. But again, traditions, and played at Christmas. There was a game...
New Year's rugby. Is it sort of the big cup game then?
Yeah. You get,
on New Year's.
It's not the big cup games, but it's all over Christmas. On Boxing Day, the day after Christmas, and on New Year's Day, you get these rugby games. And in days gone by, and we're talking, certainly recorded in the 17th century, there was a game called Knappan, which approximated to rugby, but it was played between whole villages. And there were horrible, bloody things, where all you had to do was get this thing from one village to the other one to win. And... oh, dear, broken bones, head, throat.
I love the way that every culture celebrates the holidays a different way, and every culture has its own way to wish someone a happy Christmas and a beautiful new year. Wish me in Welsh a happy holiday.
Nadolig llawen a flwyddyn newydd dda.
And specifically, what was that?
That was Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thanks, Martin.
Thank you.
Of course, the home of Robert Burns and Auld Lang Syne is filled with interesting customs for welcoming in the new year. Ken Hanley and Anne Doig from Edinburgh join us now for a proper Scottish approach to the holiday. Thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having us, Rick.
Are you looking forward to New Year's in Edinburgh?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
How do you celebrate New Year's Eve in Edinburgh?
Very traditionally. I know we have what's said to be the biggest street party in the world, but, you know, if we're going for tradition... which I still do and Anne still does, then you make sure the house is clean. So the house, in other words, has got to be clean. And you make sure that you've got enough drink for your friends and things like that. People go first footing. And to go first footing properly, you have to have a piece of black coal, a wee piece of cake, and a wee bottle of whiskey.
What's first footing?
It goes, you go to friends, you just tap a
door. You go visiting, and they're not going to turn you away.
Absolutely not. And I think if your first footer, traditionally in Scotland, is tall, dark and handsome, that means that you're going to have a year of good luck.
It's quite interesting. It has to be dark. And I wonder if anyone knows why it has to be a dark person, dark hair. It dates back to the attacks by the Vikings, the blonde, tall Vikings. If you were blonde, you might be a threat. So it had to be a dark person. And you open at the strike of midnight, you open your front door and rush through and open the back door. So you're welcoming in the new year and letting the old year out. So there's all these traditions that we adhere to.
Wow. Now, is there something that is like a countdown in Edinburgh?
It's fireworks, really.
Yeah.
There's a big street party, you see, so they'll be counting down on the stage. There are entertainers and bands playing. And then all of a sudden, there's an explosion of fireworks over Edinburgh Castle with the backdrop.
But then you get down with your neighbours and you open your front door.
Absolutely.
And you open the back door.
Yeah. Yes.
Total strangers can turn up at your door and everyone's welcome. And they come in and you offer a drink, you offer a piece of cake, you have a wee blether, you know, and then
that's
you move along. And
a wee blether is a
wee
little
blether is a little top.
Have a wee blether. And
it
then
sort of gets known in the community who's got open house. That's what happens.
Okay.
And if you've got open house, then everyone piles in to visit you.
If you're in Scotland on New Year's Eve, it's just like one big open house. People are on the streets, they've got their coal and their drink and their cake, and they're going to knock on a stranger's door and celebrate the new year.
Absolutely.
We all sing Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah, yeah.
That's Scottish, isn't it?
Yes. Robert Burns.
Robert Burns. What does that mean, Auld Lang Syne?
For the sake of Auld Lang Syne. A lot of different interpretations. I would say for old friends. Remembering. Friends for friendship's sake.
And you know the song. Sing the song for me.
It's old sentimental. Song,
old
you know.
Acquaintance
be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot for the sake of Auld Lang Syne. Now, here's the hand, my trusty friend, and here's the hand, oh mine. And it goes on. And
you're all holding hands.
It's this inbuilt thing in the Scots that, you know, it's been great to see you. We don't want to see you go, but because you're going away, for the sake of Auld Lang Syne, keep that memory, keep everything, that heartfelt thing.
So that's the punchline of the lyric is, for the sake of
Auld Lang Syne.
The old Syne, the old
good
sake
old
of times. Yeah.
Yes.
For the sake of Auld Lang Syne, Happy New Year.
And happy New Year to
all
you.
The best to you. Happy New Year, Rick White.
And there's a hand, my trusty friend, and gives a hand, oh, and we'll take a lift, good willy waft, for Auld Lang Syne, for Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet, for Auld Lang Syne.
As we explore New Year's traditions around Europe right now on Travel with Rick Steves, there's a special custom observed by children in Belgium that our friends Nina Derricks and Ferdi Mengi are here to tell us all about.
We have a really nice tradition in Belgium where the little children, even from kindergarten onwards, learn to read a letter. In their case, kindergarten, you learn it by heart. And in that letter, you address your parents and you promise to be a good child for a whole year. You also promise this to your godmother and to your godfather.
Yes.
But this tradition is getting more and more complicated in schools now because there are more and more divorces.
Oh, yeah.
So kids turn up to have too many parents and grandparents. And
lots
they don't
of letters.
Too many letters.
And I remember that also kids, I mean, there were kids like 10, 12-year-old reading the New Year's letter or the New Year's brief, like we say. And now they're more like from first elementary, second, and then third. It's already beginning to.
So this is
rare.
A genuine New Year's resolution kind
of
thing.
Yeah, it's promises.
It has nothing
to
do
parents.
With some sort of a fake Santa Claus or anything. This is
it's
real
to
New
your
Year's.
Parents or to your grand.
What's the name of that in Flemish?
Nieuwjaarsbrief.
Nieuwjaarsbrief.
It's so fun to talk to both of you about this because you're both lighting up like children here remembering.
Well, it brings back memories. I mean, I thought it was a fantastic time.
Yeah, and also on the first A New Year's Day, little kids are sent out to go and wish everybody, sing New Year's Day wishes to everybody in the village. So you stitch up a tea towel till it forms a bag, hang it around your neck, go from door to door, kind of like Halloween trick and treat.
You stitch up a tea towel to make a bag?
Yes, hang it around your neck, and in there you sing from door to door, Happy New Year, wish all the best for the new year, and then either the lady opens the door or not, and then you sing a nasty song. But you get sweets, but unfortunately nowadays you get, which is more correct, I suppose, some coins for
everyone. Yeah, some coins.
Oh, coins.
And what we else did is Three Kings. Drie Koningen. Yeah. I remember me.
That's Epiphany.
Epiphany.
January 6th.
Yeah.
You dress up as the three kings.
Oh, we dressed up. We had a star, and we would sing door to door. And of course, in the old days, it was trick or treat. You get candies, but on the end, we wanted the money. We wanted to see coins because
it was like treasure hunting. That whole period is fantastic.
And that was a time that really I still remember. It was like just yesterday.
Please sing me Three Kings.
Drie koningen, geef mij een nieuwe noot. Mijn oude is versleten, ons moeder mag het niet weten. Mijn vader heeft het.
Rooster geteld.
In de rooster geteld, that's it. I mean, it's been 50 years, or 40 years.
Good memory.
Yes.
Now, what did it mean in English?
It means actually three kings.
Give me a new hat.
Give me a new hat. My old one is wearing out. Mm-hmm. Buy me a new hat. And my dad already counted the money to buy me a new hat.
And okay. Don't tell my mom that my old hat has worn out.
Yeah, and don't tell my mom that.
And then they'll toss some goodies into the bag. Yeah.
Hopefully, otherwise you get a nasty song.
Okay, we won't ask you to sing a nasty song.
Yeah.
Can you please, just because I love the Flemish language, wish our listeners across America a holiday greeting from Belgium?
Een zalig en gelukkig en een voorspoedig nieuwjaar.
And Nina, can you give us something?
I just couldn't improve on that because that's the one.
And I would say, dank u wel.
Alsjeblieft.
Graag gedaan.
Graag gedaan.
And let's celebrate New Year's in Portugal. I'm joined by Cristina Duarte. Cristina, thank you for being with us.
Thank you too.
Happy New Year. How do you say Happy New Year in Portuguese?
Bom ano.
And if you were in Lisbon on midnight, on New Year's Eve, what would happen?
Fireworks, of course. Huge fireworks. You want to go to the major places in the major squares, and either Commerce Square or in Belém area nearby the Belém Tower, they do huge fireworks because there is no bar open, no nothing about. So everybody steps and bring their own champagne bottle, and after a while we are just sharing.
So thousands of people gathering
in the main square with
their own champagne bottle.
With their own champagne.
We say BYOB.
With their own raisins because you don't want to lose them.
What's a raisin?
A raisin is something that you eat with the 12 kinds of the bell.
So you have a dried grape and you're going to eat this 12 times.
Yeah, exactly. 12 times with 12 wishes. So sometimes it's kind of so difficult.
So at midnight, you got thousands of people on the main square with their bottle of champagne. And one 12 raisins. At the striking of the clock, 12 dong,
yes,
dong,
dong, dong, as they were, 1, 2, and make a wish. So after the fifth, you don't know no longer what to wish for the year.
You've been enjoying your champagne.
Yes.
Now you got to remember your 12 wishes, you eat those raisins to celebrate the new year in Lisbon. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's very, very fun. And afterward, most of these places, they have also concert music, so go on until 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock. So it is a great opportunity for the outsiders, if they don't have an opportunity to go into a private party, they have these public areas that are wonderful.
Do us a favor. Wish our listeners in the United States a Happy New Year from Portugal.
Bom e próspero ano novo.
A good and a prosperous,
prosperous
New Year. Obrigado.
De nada.
Travel with Rick Steves is produced by Tim Tatton.
With Sarah McCormick.
And Isaac Kaplan-Woolner.
At Europe Through the Back Door in Edmonds, Washington.
Our website team includes Andrew Wakeling and Kate Mulhern-Graham, and our theme music is by Jerry Frank.
Thanks to the Radio Foundation in New York for their help this week.
You can listen again, browse our archives, and find guest information in the details for each week's show.
It's in the radio section of ricksteves.com. All of us at Travel with Rick Steves wish you a clean house, good blather, and a wee piece of cake for the new year.
Travel with Rick Steves is made possible in part by the European Union delegation to the USA. Tips about traveling in Europe and information about the EU are available at euintheus.org.